Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's head out to the Rude Guest Hotline. Say good morning to Von Miller from the Washington Commanders. Listen to Von's podcast, Free Range, on the Odyssey app or download it wherever you get your podcasts. Von is brought to you by Paul Henry's Window Installation. Schedule your no-pressure, free estimate today at paulhenryswindows.com. Your clear home improvement choice. What's up, Von? Good morning.
Howdy, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Von? How you doing, buddy?
I'm just chilling, hanging out.
What time did you get to bed Sunday night?
Probably last night at about 9 p.m.
Oh, you just stay up all night?
Yeah, stay up, get an early workout. And, you know, the day's already started then.
I don't know how you do that.
What's it like trying to wind down after an NFL game? I mean, the adrenaline is
especially
going
if it's
through,
an 8:20
like,
kick.
What's that like, even if it's a 1 o'clock kick?
Hard for me.
Yeah, 1 o'clock is a little bit easier. You know, and you can watch, you know, the Sunday night football game and, you know, kind of just like chill, grab some food and just kind of like relax. And, you know, when you're done at midnight, it's tough. Then an hour drive home. Yeah. Right. It's pretty tough.
Dude, I tweeted about you during the game because, you know, obviously we love having you on the show. And, you know, I know what a football guy you are and you know, your quest to be in the top 10 in sacks, or whatever. And there was one play where you were hauling ass chasing. Who was he chasing cakes? The quarterback.
Bo Nix.
Bo Nix.
Yeah, he was chasing Bo Nix to the sideline. And I was just laughing. I'm like, he's hauling ass trying to get him, just trying to do anything to get a sack. Do you remember what play I'm talking to? Was that as close as you got? Remind me.
No, it was a couple of plays. But yeah, I know play. He kind of rode out.
Right.
He kind of rode out to my left.
And I was like, he's never going to get him, but he is hauling ass trying to get him.
He's trying to make a football play.
I get it.
It's a football game.
But I feel like I'm with him because I know he's chasing these. He's trying to get these sacks. How many times, like, per game, how close do you get typically? If you don't get one or if you get one, how close do you actually get? Just like two or three opportunities, really, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I try to take advantage of, you know, all of my opportunities that I get, though.
Yeah.
Von, what's been the biggest difference that you've seen over the last couple of weeks in DQ calling the plays versus Joe?
You keep saying no difference.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I don't think it is a difference. I thought they both, you know, I think they both do a great job, and I think, been in command of the defense, been in command of the team, you know, from DQ's perspective. You know, I think they both do a great job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there's no question, though, that the execution at least seems like has been better the last few weeks, no?
Yeah, I mean, after you have a couple of tough, you know, games, you know, real men respond, and I think it's just a response of, you know, trying to play better, be better as a total defense.
Right. Well, I mean, great opportunity this week. I know it's got to be wearing on you guys, but how important is it to just finally get a W
and stop the bleeding?
Yeah, and get some positive momentum going.
Yeah, I think y'all said it. Yeah. You know, you just want to get a dub and get the positive momentum flowing.
Right.
Is this the longest losing streak you've ever been part of?
Yeah, probably. I think so. I haven't done research on how many games I've.
I mean, you've been on a lot of great teams.
That's something I try not to think about, how many games did I lose.
I know. He's such a positive guy.
You're very positive.
That he's a positive guy.
Let me ask you this, and you may not answer it because you may not just want to talk about it publicly, but when you lose this many games in a row, does it kind of influence your decision to come back for another year next year maybe?
No, not at all. I love football, and I got next year on the books for sure.
Yeah, he said a couple weeks ago on his podcast.
So you're definitely coming back.
Oh, yeah. He definitely wants to come back.
Well, especially if he's chasing the sack numbers.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, because he knows he's got those guys coming.
That's right.
Hey, Vaughn, yeah. I hate to...
If they have me, I'll be back.
Right. I hate to stay on the topic of losing, but you took a major life out when you had to put on that burnt orange Texas jersey when you lost the bet to Sam Cosmi. I mean, you look like the unhappiest guy on the planet.
Looks like he's on death row.
Given the hook'em horns. You do not look happy in this picture.
Yeah, last week was a tough week for Von Miller. losing to UT and then losing to the Denver Broncos. Yeah, it was tough.
How many times did you lose to UT as a player?
Twice. We went 2-2.
2-2, okay.
Just to lighten it up for a second, what did Von Miller's Thanksgiving look like?
Oh, it was great. I had the kids in town. My nephews were here too. So all three of my nephews and my two boys was here. So it looked like we had a whole basketball team at the house. So
now, do you serve your chicken? Yeah. Is that what you serve?
No, you got to do turkey.
Oh, yeah. We had chicken and turkey.
Chicken and turkey.
We definitely had green and pasta chicken there for sure.
Yeah, of course. How could you not?
Right.
Of course.
Are you a gravy guy? Gravy on the turkey and or chicken?
I like smoked and fried turkey.
Okay.
And then, the next day they make like that turkey salad out of the leftover turkey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You didn't burn your house down leftover. Like frying the turkey. You take the proper precautions frying the turkey, right? You've seen all the videos online of like the rookies who don't properly defrost it.
And then what happens?
They throw it in the deep fryer and it explodes. It looks like Hiroshima. It's terrible.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, we made a casserole with like fried and smoked turkey, and that was like the highlight to me. We had a lot of good dishes, but to me the casserole the next day with fried and smoked turkey, it was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So Vaughn, what'd you think of the Broncos? Right now they're the one seed, or the two seed, but they're right there atop the AFC. Is that a team that you could see in the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah, they got everything that you need. They got quarterback, coach, defense, offensive line solid, good wide receivers, everything that you need to go all the way. They got it.
What about in the NFC? Like, who jumps out at you? Is the favorite at this point?
Right now, the Bears are the one seed.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I mean, the Bears are playing good football, too. I still think the Eagles have a great team. This is something that they typically do throughout, they have like these lulls and they end up coming back.
Right.
The NFC is strong too.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. I mean, the Eagles are obviously struggling right now, lost a couple in a row and lost to the Bears on Friday, but I just wouldn't want to play them in the playoffs because of what they have and because of what happened last year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah, they got a solid team. Just, you know, the same setup as the Denver Broncos. Coach, quarterback, offensive line straight, defense is solid as well.
So, I don't know if you saw Jaden practicing. I guess he did some limited work. DQ said he still hasn't been cleared, but he's ripping the ball. I know you get a bunch of days off. You get those vet days, so I don't know how much you've seen. But from what you've seen and what you've heard, I mean, in the back of your mind, are you expecting Jaden to play this week?
I don't know, man. I know they do a great job with Jaden and, you know, getting him back, you know, and I know the type of competitor that he is. You know, if he's able to play, he'll play.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Had a chance to start looking at the Vikings?
Oh, no, I haven't. Usually I'll start working on, the next team, like right after the game. Like that Denver Broncos loss, it stung a little bit.
Oh, really?
I'll start working on those guys today.
Are there plays that, like, haunt you? When you can't get past a game, like, are there specific plays that you think about? And if so, which ones?
No, not specific plays. I think we did as best we could offensively, defensively, and on special teams. Like, losing a game is tough in general, but like, you know, 2-point conversion when we had a chance to win it is just, you know, hard to let it go a little bit.
Right. Why were they so successful on that one drive in overtime? I mean, you guys played so well defensively, and defensively, you know, I thought you guys deserved to win the game, maybe even offensively too. You know, I mean, just a really well-played game, very entertaining from a fan's perspective. But it was a little bit frustrating that they were able to go down and score seemingly so easy in overtime.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. You know, we did the same thing too. So we did the same thing too in overtime. So
yeah.
You know, we had some penalties, but you know, that pass to Terry and the pass to Debo like was incredible. You know, Marcus played an incredible game.
It was obvious to us, to the fans, and it's probably one of the few games you've had it because Terry hasn't played that much. How impactful Terry is to this team? Can you describe it at all from your perspective?
Yeah, he's just a lightning rod. Like, you know, he just makes simple plays look extraordinary. And, you know, it was a slant that he had that he caught at 5 yards and he broke some tackles and ended up, like, on the 2-yard line. Like, you know, that's, you know, he definitely was missed. You know, this whole season he was missed and it was good to, you know, have him back.
Right.
Hey, Vaughn, I'm just going to call your shot for you. This might be a 2-plus sack game for you this weekend.
Well, if Brosmer plays, too.
J.J. McCarthy, in 3 of his 6 starts, has been sacked 6, 5, and 5 times. Might be a banner day for Vaughn Miller.
Yeah, I need that. I need that for sure.
Yeah, you do.
I'm sensing it. I think it's going to happen.
Well, Tim, or what's the other guy's name?
Max Brosmer. If Brosmer plays, I don't know, you might get 2 sacks and 2 picks. Yeah.
That could definitely happen. Mm-hmm.
We don't want bulletin board material.
Nope. Right, right. Nope. All right.
All right, Vaughn, we appreciate the time, man. We'll talk to you again next week. Best of luck against the Vikings. We'll talk to you soon, man.
See you, Vaughn.
All right, appreciate you.
That was Vaughn Miller. You can listen to his podcast, Free Range, on the Odyssey app. or download it.
He wasn't
very
talkative.
That was his least enthused.
He wasn't very talkative today.
He said that Broncos lost a lot out of him.
Yeah. It must have.
Well, he also doesn't sleep. He has these games.
Well, he's been on a,
he goes like a 48-hour sleep deal.
All night bender of no sleep, and then Orange just kicked your ass all week.
Yeah.
Orange his former team.
Yeah, he's how distraught he was putting on a Texas uniform that he had to take a picture.
Well, I'm sure he was.
Given the horns.
That was by far his least enthused.
He was not
into it.
We should have asked him more about the turkey dinner.
He's a nice guy.
He
didn't want to talk about the game or the season.
He didn't want to talk about wearing the Texas uniform.
He wanted to talk about smoked turkey.
And here's the thing. We can ask him about the DQ thing, and we did this. You know, you were gone the last 2 weeks. Yeah. He's not going to throw his coaches under the bus.
He's not going to throw anybody on the bus. And he is a positive guy.
No, but I just asked him what the difference was, schematically, if there's any difference.
Says there's no difference. Even though they're playing like 100% zone now, he says there's no difference.
Right. Yeah, for him, he just see quarterback, go after quarterback.
Yeah. That's his
mission. Probably not that much of a difference.
He said it last week. He's like, I'm a 3 points bet. Like, I just go out there and I just do
my thing.
He's just
looking for sacks.
I was hoping you guys would ask him if he knew how to pronounce Marcus's last name.
Mariota.
Yeah,
he's probably completely oblivious.
I'm
going to
guess the next announcers don't pronounce it that way. Whoever has the call this weekend of Commanders Vikings.
I can only imagine
the announcing team for that game.
They were mimicking what he did, right?
Yes.
He's the guy that really that we should be grilling.
It's his fault.
Why are you making a big deal about your name now?
Yeah.
Why don't you do it 10 years ago?
Drama queen.
Much like he went back to Bish from being Lurch.
Yeah.
I mean, are we going to start calling him Joe Thiesman now? No. Are we going to start calling him Joe Thiesman?
Of course we're not.
You know, it's my nickname really has been Valdez, not Valdez. You guys have been botching it for 15 years.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Right.
All right, we're the Jocks. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply, in-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.